Chris and Kira.
2FM.
My name is Chris. This wonderful woman, her name is Kira.
Hello.
And I'm very excited because we are about to do another thrilling installment of Kira's Diary. Now, in case you don't know what happens, Kira brings in her old diaries. They are tattered. They are barely still together at this point. They have almost disintegrated. But she brings them in nonetheless every week. And we read them to you. Kira takes us on a journey back in time. And quite frankly, it's amazing. And I don't want to delay any further. I want us to get right down to it. And I want to get your melodramatic music, because I don't think anything can occur in here.
Thank you, Chris. I actually want to make reading out my really, really bad teenage poetry tonight. I want to make it interactive. I've got a poem about Blur versus Oasis, okay? And I'm going to read that one last.
Okay.
Because I think that the listeners can actually get involved in the last poem.
Interesting. Mm. Will this poem have a hashtag? Is that how you're going to get people involved, or is there another way we'll be doing it?
No, just getting people to text in.
Oh, okay. I thought you were embracing the digital age, Kira. You know, when our wedding has a hashtag, I thought we were going to have one on your diary. I guess not. But let me tell you something. How about I get your melodramatic music? And then I'm going to turn everything over to you, Kira. I understand even going back through these poems can be probably painful, probably traumatic. In a way, that's what I think psychologists call regression. It's when you go back to another point of time in your life. So if you couldn't continue, none of us would hold it against you. You're among
Thank
friends
you.
Here. We're all here. We're all on the same page here. No one's judging you. So okay, I'm going to turn off my mic. I'm gonna throw it over to you, okay?
Thank you, Chris. The first poem tonight is called Ode to Blackie Connors.
Okay.
You were on my TV every Sunday night. In Glenroe, against the locals, you did fight. For Delma and Miley, Biddy and Co. But for me, Blackie Connors, you were the star of the show.
Oh, yeah.
You seduced Terry Colleen with your sexy traveller body. Selling Persian rugs and stealing farm gates was your naughty hobby. Yourself and your cousin in your transit van, saluting Father Devereux whenever you can. I salute you, Blackie Connors, and all you stand for. And although Glenroe is over now, you are my favourite traveller.
Oh, wow. That was incredible. Stealing gates. Oh, wow. All right.
I love Blackie Connors. And then obviously he's turned up in Fair City since.
Did you think he was a cute guy?
Oh, he's a very handsome man.
Did you have a crush on him, like the whole bad boy thing?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Okay, I tell you.
I was like, Blackie Connors is the only one that's a bit of crack in Glenroe.
To be honest with you, obviously we used to watch Glenroe. We all grew up on Glenroe. The only time I actually was engaged by that show was when he was on. I'd be like, yes, Blackie Connors is here to be a bollocks. So that was the only entertainment. So I agree with you. But anyway, look, Kira, that was wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, what are we going to hear next?
Oh, Chris, you're going to love this one. Because I know, like, you know, you're all about feminism and all about supporting women.
I consider myself a feminist.
This one, I think I probably wrote it when I was maybe 17 or 18.
Okay.
Because it's actually not bad. And this is my opinion on it. I think
some of your poems are good. Like, anyway. I've said that before. I think some of them have genuine, you know, potential, we could say. So anyway, sorry, go ahead.
This one is called Where Are All the Women At?
That's a good question.
Oarsmen, postmen, linesmen, craftsmen, crewmen, huntsmen, but where are all the women? Snowmen, spacemen, seamen, horsemen, Norsemen, herdsmen, again, where are all the women? Frenchmen, Scotsmen, kinsmen, freshmen, marksmen, chairmen, hello, where are all the women? I'll tell you where they are. Change the kitchen sink by the shackles of oppression.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, that's incredible.
I knew you'd like that one.
But you see, the thing is, though, I see what you mean by saying that that was all right. Like, I can imagine being at, like, a shit arts exhibition opening and having some woman come on stage. This some, you know, big thundering lady coming on stage. And holding that in her sweaty hand and then going, you know, I have a poem for all of you. And then, like, you know, reading out what you just did
there.
Very
dramatic, isn't it?
Kinsmen! Marksmen! Where are all the women, you know?
Yeah.
And then she'd throw tampons at the crowd in some kind of expression of feminism. But anyway, yes, thank you. I enjoyed that. So this last poem is interactive.
This last poem, I mean, after those two Incredible poems, Chris.
Now, how do you beat that?
Exactly. Yeah. This one is called Blur versus Oasis, right? And as I was looking over it, what I've done, and this is, I've included songs of Blur and Oasis in the poem.
Like song titles.
Song titles.
That's clever.
But I've kind of worked them into the poem. So, okay. I don't know, if people want to get interactive with it, they can. 51552.
Okay, always in to try and get how many are in it.
To guess how many Blur Oasis references there.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I could get into this. Kira, before we do this poem, I mean, you have to answer the question. You have to put your money where your mouth is.
Ooh, no, don't ask me.
Oh, Kira. Oh, wow.
I've gone through certain phases in my life when it was Blur for me.
Yeah.
And then I kind of got older and then it was Oasis and then I got back into Blur again.
Kira, I need an answer.
I saw Blur live.
Okay.
I and still that's need it. I'm going to go with Blur. Wow. And the only reason is because I saw Blur live.
Oh, there you go. All right then.
I've
surprised
at
you. Well, fair enough. Okay. So in this poem, Kira has included loads of Blur and Oasis song titles.
Yeah. And I have the number of song titles here, so.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, let's see if we can guess.
And maybe like, if somebody guesses, I don't know, we might get a pen or something.
Absolutely.
Might we'll steal a pen from RT Radio 1 to send to them.
We'll have to put it to the head of pens and the head of merchandise and everything and it'll take 4 or 5 weeks. But we will see about that, okay?
Okay, so you ready?
Chris, you play along too. I will. I'm actually going to take a note. Hold on, I have a pen here and I have a piece of paper. Actually, I'll do it on... Oh yeah, there you go. Thank you. Awesome. I am going to be taking note as well. This is going to be fun. So how many Blur and Oasis song titles are in Kira's Bollocks poem? Let's hear. Not Bollocks poem, sure it's good.
Blur... The Oasis. Okay. My teenage heart is torn apart, trying to love two bands. They don't seem to like each other very much, but the popularity is bigger than Bobby Sands. Some might say Damon Albarn is really no looker, and Liam Gallagher looks like he sleeps with hookers. There's no definitely maybe about Alex James. His hair needs a washing, he should be ashamed. Noel Gallagher is a charmless man. There's no other way to describe him, but I'm a fan. Cigarettes and alcohol have ruined his face. And those eyebrows, seriously, they are a disgrace. Graham Coxon, I'm sorry, but you fell from the ugly tree. There hasn't been anything as ugly as you since Robbie and Gary and Take That rivalry.
Oh, that's horrible.
But girls and boys think you're awesome on that Beetlebum track. Don't look back in anger, Graham. I do have your back. Yeah. So it's Blur versus Oasis. Who has the biggest hit? Is it Coffee or TV or Roll With It? I love them both. I cannot bear to choose because if I did, my tender heart would bruise.
That was class. I really enjoyed that. That was awesome. I'm not going to make fun of that poem because that was excellent. Thank you, Kira. I liked it. Hold on. I got a... I'm probably way off. I got like 9.
No.
Was it more than 9?
It's more than 9.
Interesting. Well, we will see. Kira, I absolutely love that. Danny in Waterford got 9 as well. I'm not the only one. A few people would say 9. 51552, because that is an interesting question, Kira. How many were in that? Kira, once again, you have wowed us. You have entertained us. And I loved it all. And I thank you. And the nation thanks you. That was wonderful. Chris and Kira. 2FM.